Korean Beauty. The lines, motifs, colors, and symbols used in Korean art tell us a lot about Korean culture. Discover the heart of Korean culture in this collage of Korean images. In the lines of Korean culture, we find the Korean spirit. It is evident in table legs, thatched roofs, balustrades, the cut of a dress, and the handle of a knife. The poet Chi Hun Cho once wrote, "Korean art is the art of lines. Lines show shapes in motion, unlike colors, which are evident in a state of poise.
Lines are changeable.
Forever moving."
The goal of Korean art,
is the pursuit of dynamic physical beauty. The traditional motifs used in Korea represent the Korean people's rich imagination and respect for nature's order. Most traditional motifs and patterns derive from the Korean's perception of and reverence for nature and the cosmos. In order to understand this symbolism, we must understand the links between the pattern's physical manifestations and the spiritual world.
Yes, we have a unique Korean beauty. It excludes unconsciously from our lives. I think this has to be felt. Especially whenever I see a Korean painting, it seems to invite me into its landscape, to experience the slow and relaxed atmosphere of nature. In this way, the painter looks as if he's making even a chord, and this late winter scene seems warm and cozy. That's why I can get a warm feeling from these paintings, which have the hidden beauty of nature. Also, for me, seems like a harmonized melody, which gently touches my mind. You too can feel like me.
From ancient times, the Koreans were known as the white-clad people. They revered the color white and the sun, which it symbolized. White was the color of choice for baby clothing, for farmers working in the fields, for dedicated Confucian scholars, and especially for ritual clothing worn at ancestral memorial rites and funerals, including the shrouds worn by the dead. Thus, white followed the traditional Korean from birth to death, bringing light and a love for the pure and peaceful to Korean life. So, in what other ways do Koreans express culture with colors?
Blue sky and ocean, the sky is so beautiful, especially in spring and autumn.
노란색이 아닐까 싶은데요.
Yellow, maybe. I can imagine my hometown villages in the country looked like a golden land because of the golden hue of Korea's thatched houses. These thatched dwellings are gone today, but the memory of quaint villages comprising of mushroom-like cottages lives on in my memory. Also red. In autumn, the rural landscape is tinged reddish-orange as the persimmons ripen beneath the indigo-blue sky. Every village has its share of twisted persimmon trees, which produce large quantities of fruit in late fall. Some persimmons are skewered on sticks and dried. Some are eaten when hard, while others are eaten when voluptuously soft.
Also, what I'm thinking of is the lovely green hills and mountains of Korea, with the red-purple blush of azaleas each spring. The flowers bloom well before the other trees, and shrubs sprout their fresh spring foliage. And also, you can find bright yellow forsythia along the highways and the city streets, as well as in parks and private gardens in spring.
The fragile spring blossoms frequently appear in Korean poetry. As metaphors for anxious love, the purity of the spring breeze, or a young girl's heart. Closely associated with spring, a time for renewal, the azalea represents Korean love and longing. Also, Korea's celadon pottery is perhaps the nation's most famous cultural asset. Celadon, from the Goryeo dynasty, is synonymous with the beauty of lines, nature, and traditional patterns. Its delicate blue-green glaze has been imitated by many, but few artisans have been able to recreate a true celadon blue-green. Koreans have long believed that the harmonious balance of three elements, the heavens, earth, and human energy, is essential to all existence, and Koreans' affinity with the number remains powerful today.
We have always had a special attachment for the number three. Our thought and religion is replete with threes, symbolizing completion and perfection. Also, we believe in the combination of powers of heavens, earth, and man to create the universe. Yes, many of the spirits found in folk religions come in threes, as do the decorations worn with the national costume hanbok. In particular, much of our traditional music follows a 3-beat rhythm.
Pansori is a narrative epic vocal music performed by a single singer, male or female, to the accompaniment of a small barrel drum. The vocal narrative consists of three parts: singing, sori, speaking, aniri, and gestures, palim. Traditionally, pansori singers were wandering minstrels of low social status, but their music was enjoyed by people at all levels of society. While the singer's role is central, the drummer makes an essential contribution, offering words of encouragement and witty comments throughout the performance. And now, this tune which you are listening to used to be played for a monk's dance and a masked dance. A monk's solo dance is a good example of Buddhism's influence on Korean culture, although the dance is no part of Buddhist ritual. The dancer is dressed in a long robe, topped with a bright red jangsam, a mantle worn by Buddhist monks in ceremonies. Can you imagine the dancer's sleeves are long, floating through the air like great wings, or pausing, suspended in the sky like white clouds? Nature exists everywhere in the world. Music, painting, and performance, which express the feeling of our nature, need no words. If every tune, rhythm, colour, and line of movement is felt in all our minds, it will make good harmonies. Then, the symphony of Korean culture becomes warmer, and the beautiful world unfolds before our eyes. Korea is a nation with a 5,000-year history. It's a nation with rich cultural legacies, beautiful nature, and kind people. Korea is not just the land of the morning calm, as it has been traditionally known, but also a fantastic and exciting country on the move. As you can see, it has historic and cultural resources. Korea is gifted with four distinct seasons and beautiful nature: the sea, the mountains, the lakes, and inland areas. As to its cultural legacies, Korea has a long and rich history, and various relics and vestiges dating back to the Three Kingdoms period, some 2,000 to 1,500 years ago. Korean culture expresses the warmth of the human mind. It seems like the sounds from instruments, talking to each other, exquisitely harmonized to open the joyful world of music. In that miraculous drama, you can find the Korean spirit.